Senator Pierce, tell me your thoughts on the president's speech.
Oh, it was a wonderful stop here at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg. The president was very, very complimentary on the innovation campus that the University of Central Missouri has done. It's an innovative way to get high school students get started on their careers and education, have jobs when they get out with very low debt. And the president mentioned what's going on here at UCM as a national model, and that's great for all of us.
He also mentioned something about early childhood education, which is something you're heavily involved in. What do you think his thoughts on that are?
Oh, I thought that was fantastic to talk about the importance of early childhood education. That is a tremendous investment. The president mentioned that, and he's exactly right. The sooner that we can identify problems and help young people get started on education, the better off we're all going to be. And so investing in early childhood makes a huge difference. Now, it's a long-term investment. The results don't happen overnight, but it's an investment worth making, so I certainly agree with the president on that.
Now, although he was talking about House Republicans, and you're at the state level,
right.
Being a Republican in general, what did you think about his discussion on the Republicans and some of the Republicans not working together?
Well, the president did talk about some of the gridlock in Washington, D.C., and you know, quite honestly, I'm only responsible for my own actions and what I believe in, and I believe that folks of the 21st century, or 21st district, sent me to Jefferson City to get things done and not to fight and argue on everything. And so I work with Republicans and Democrats. I work with our governor. Obviously, he's a Democrat right now, and when I can, I try to work with Governor Nixon. And I think that's what voters want us to do. I mean, once the politics and the campaigns are over, you got to settle down and get to work.
Well, with him being here in your hometown, your district, what do you think it means for the town as a whole?
Well, I think it's a tremendous shot in the arm to have the President of the United States to come to Warrensburg, to UCM. I don't know if I ever dreamed that would happen in my lifetime, and so it's just fantastic. And it's a tremendous thing for the university, for all the folks associated with it. It's great for Missouri, and to have, you know, a U.S. Senator here and the governor here as well. So it's just really good. And so many people just came to watch for the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I do want to thank the President for being here for that.
Do you think he gave you motivation? Heading to Jeff City in the fall?
Well, I liked his commitment to education, for higher education. We passed Senate Bill 381, creating innovation campuses, and because of that, that's why the president came. So that's very nice, and his commitment to early childhood is something that I think that we can springboard on, and hopefully get something done next year in the session.
All right, anything else you want to add?
It was hot, but everyone was very cooperative, and people had to wait in line a long time, but I think everybody thought it was well worth it.
All